You have the power to prevent dental disease. It may be a surprising fact, but almost all dental disease is preventable. Even if you have a family history of cavities and gum disease, you can take steps to prevent and end the cycle. Most of us can avoid cavities and gum disease with the right habits. Bacteria in the mouth collect on tooth surfaces and underneath the gum line in the form of plaque. Plaque is a sticky substance that shelters bacteria. Many bacteria live below the gum line or cling to the surfaces between your teeth, hiding from your toothbrush. These colonies of bacteria not only make your smile appear stained and your gums red, but also lead to cavities and gum disease. As your dentist and hygienist will tell you, flossing daily is key. Because bacteria multiply quickly and cannot be removed by brushing alone, it is essential to clean below the gum line and between teeth every day. I did an experiment where I stopped flossing on one side, but kept brushing everywhere twice per day. You wouldn't believe how much plaque collected where I didn't floss after only 2 weeks. This was still with brushing. If dentists have been hounding their patients to floss for decades, why don't people floss? Recent studies have shown only 10 to 20% of people floss daily. Worse still, about 1 in 3 Americans never floss. I believe we are flossing failures for two reasons. It's hard to floss, and it's hard to see the benefit. Another bummer is that most people who do floss are doing it wrong. When you floss incorrectly, you lose much of the benefit, and sometimes are just wasting effort. Let me explain. You can think of flossing as providing two benefits: removal of plaque and food between teeth, and removal of plaque below the gum line. In my experience, most patients who use string floss don't bring the floss below the gum line. So even though they are flossing, they're not cleaning out plaque and bacteria, and can still get gingivitis. If people who floss still get gingivitis, why would anyone want to floss? A few years ago, I set out to find a way to get patients flossing more easily and effectively. After researching different methods, I found that using a high-pressure stream of water from the Waterpik water flosser not only removes plaque and bacteria from the surfaces of teeth, but also goes deep below the gum line. This has the positive effect of reducing gingivitis more than using string floss. And if you think about it, that makes sense. It's hard to put string into the tight nooks and crannies of every tooth and then somehow pull out the plaque and bacteria. A continuous jet of water breaks up and flushes out this buildup even in the tiniest spaces. Let's say you're one of the few people who actually flosses every day and does it correctly. Should you ditch the string? I would say you should incorporate water flossing into your routine as much as possible. And if you want to keep using string floss, that's fine too. But clinical studies show that the Waterpik water flosser is more effective than string floss. So even if you are using string floss correctly, you still get a major benefit by using a water flosser. Even better, after several years of recommending the Waterpik water flosser to my patients, they almost always tell me it's fun to floss with water. The first time I had a patient tell me that, yeah, it's kind of fun, I was pretty surprised. But it's pretty satisfying using a pressure washer to blast away the crud and bacteria from your teeth and gums. And you don't have to cut up your fingers with string.